Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like your social life could use a little upgrade? Like maybe some of those connections aren't quite hitting the mark anymore? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and see everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, making you wonder if yours is falling behind? Trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages about ideal relationships and connections, which can leave us feeling inadequate or lost. But guess what? Healthy relationships are less about perfection and more about building genuine connections, fostering mutual respect, and communicating effectively. And today, we're diving deep into how to do just that. We're going to uncover some practical tips and tricks that will help you build those positive, supportive relationships that truly enrich your life. So buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, and let's get real about building healthy connections that make you feel good, inside and out. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to focus on when building those rock-solid, amazing relationships. Number 1. Active listening is key. This isn't just hearing words. It's truly understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Think about it. How many times have you been talking to someone, but your mind is already planning your response? Active listening requires focus, empathy, and a genuine desire to understand their perspective. Number 2. Communicate with intention. Don't just blurt things out. Think before you speak. Express your thoughts and feelings clearly, honestly, and respectfully. Remember, clear communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. It builds trust, reduces misunderstandings, and allows both parties to feel heard and valued. Number 3. Make time for quality interactions. In this fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in our busy schedules and neglect those important connections. But remember, relationships thrive on quality time spent together. It could be a weekly coffee date, a monthly game night, or simply dedicating a few minutes each day to meaningful conversations. Number 4. Show appreciation and gratitude. Little gestures go a long way. A simple thank you, a heartfelt compliment, or even just acknowledging their efforts can make a huge difference. When we show appreciation, we reinforce the positive aspects of the relationship and create a sense of warmth and connection. And finally, number 5, set healthy boundaries. This is crucial for any relationship, whether it's with a romantic partner, a friend, or a family member. Boundaries help protect your emotional well-being and ensure that your needs are met. It's about being respectful of yourself and the other person, and creating a space where both parties feel safe and comfortable. Think about a time when you felt truly understood by someone, maybe a best friend who listened without judgment, a family member who offered unwavering support, or even a coworker who celebrated your successes. Remember that feeling? It's powerful, isn't it? Building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Now let me share a quick real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a woman juggling work, family, and social commitments. She often feels overwhelmed and drained, leading to strained relationships with her loved ones. She realizes she needs to prioritize quality time and make an effort to truly listen when her friends and family speak. She starts scheduling regular phone calls, actively participates in conversations, and shows appreciation for their support. As a result, Sarah experiences a noticeable shift. Her relationships become more fulfilling, she feels less stressed, and she rediscovers the joy of genuine connection. See? Simple changes can make a world of difference, so remember, you've got this. Building healthy relationships is an ongoing journey, but with conscious effort and these practical tips, you can cultivate connections that bring joy, support, and meaning to your life. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Which tip resonated most with you? What are your favorite ways to nurture positive relationships? Let's keep the conversation going. Head over to our social media channels and share your insights. Until next time, remember to prioritize those connections that truly matter.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.